This story is read by Sandy Macduff. Private James Robertson Scrimger, service number 40218 of the 1st Battalion, the Black Watch. James Robertson Scrimger was born at Fishponds, St. Martin's, on the 29th of July, 1893, to James and Jessie Scrimger, who had married at Stormontfield in June 1887. His father was a bleacher. James had two older brothers and a younger sister. At the time of the 1911 census, the Scrimger family was still at Fishponds. The whole family worked at the Stormontfield Bleach Works, Lumsden and Mackenzie. Although the rest of the family worked in the factory, James was employed as a clerk. James joined the Highland Cyclist Battalion in 1915, but transferred to the 1st Battalion, the Black Watch, and was in France by July 1916. At the time, the battalion was fighting at the Somme, near Albert. In May 1917, they left the Somme for the Belgian coast, and for a few months were stationed near Dunkirk. In October, they were on the move again, as they were about to join the fight for Passchendaele. In April 1918, the battalion was in the line at Ypres Staden. On the 17th of April 1918, they relieved the 4th North Lancashire Regiment in the Givenchy sector. They were in the line for about 4 days and were subjected to artillery bombardment and large caliber shells. On the 18th of April, the bombardment became intense with shells of a calibre of up to 12 inches. At 8 a.m. an infantry attack developed. The enemy advanced and overran the front systems, cutting off A and C companies. D Company was engaged from the north and east, and the most desperate fighting ranged in front of the Givenchy Keep, with the garrison reduced from 2 officers and 40 other ranks to 1 officer and 8 other ranks. Despite this, they continued to withstand all the efforts of the enemy, and a small number of reinforcements were sent up. James was taken prisoner during this operation, although he did manage to escape the same night. On the 23rd of April 1918, the battalion was relieved and they were transferred to billets in Houchen. They spent time in camp recovering, bathing and carrying out company training. The battalion casualty figures for April 1918 were 35 killed, 7 died of wounds, 66 wounded and 258 missing. From the 2nd to the 20th of May 1918, James and the battalion were in the line. They were then relieved by the 1st South Wales Borderers and the 2nd Welsh, and were returned to camp, where they were engaged in tactical training, range practices and specialist training. The 27th of May 1918 was Battalion Sports Day. At about 2 p.m. the next day, when A and C companies had paraded, ready to march off to the line, a solitary shell fell immediately in the rear of C Company. 59 casualties were sustained, of which 6 were killed and 4 died of wounds. James Robertson Scrimger was most likely injured by this shell. Although he was taken to a casualty clearing station, he died from his wounds on the 28th of May, 1918. He is buried in Plot 1, Row A, Grave 9 of Houchen Military Cemetery, which was opened in March 1918 when the 6th Casualty Clearing Station came to Houchin. His headstone is inscribed with the words, "He gave his all that we might live." James was 24 years old. He was awarded the Victory and British War Medals. We will remember them.